Welcome to the second season of Goals Do Come True, the show that takes a deep dive into the systems and processes that help turn your business goals into reality. Hosted by me, Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. If you like what you hear today, please remember to share the love by liking, sharing, and reviewing the show. It helps spread the word to others looking for help with their goals. Anyway, let's crack on. In 2010, I discovered the life-changing power of setting goals. I went from the verge of bankruptcy to owning and eventually selling a seven-figure business. And this journey all started by writing down a series of goals in a little red notebook. I'm Doug Bennett, author, entrepreneur, and business mentor. Over the last 2.5 years, I've been on a journey to discover the secrets to effective goal setting in business. In the last season of Goals Do Come True, I interviewed over 100 entrepreneurs from all walks of life to hear their stories and learn their unique processes for setting and, most importantly, achieving their goals. So even if you're brand new to the world of goal setting, I can tell you now that even by setting the smallest of goals today, you have embarked on a magnificent journey. And in season 2 of this podcast, I'm going to help you realize the power of goals, how to frame them effectively so that you can transform your life and your business, just like the hundreds of business owners I've interviewed have already done. Not only will I be sharing stories from top entrepreneurs, but this time I will be providing you with the systems and processes I have learned both from my time in business and from the hundreds of amazing guests I had the privilege to speak to during season 1. Over this next season, we'll be covering topics like understanding your business. This includes what is your product and the power and importance of product selection or building your offer. What industry are you in? You need to know your industry and what makes it tick. How passionate are you about the product you are offering? And what is your market for this outside the low-hanging fruit? Is it niche or general? What's your pricing structure? How do you price your services and products? And then finding the ideal customer. Now, the ideal customer is one that brings you joy when you're working with them and you're progressing together and you're making a difference to their lives. They're exciting, ideal customers. We're also going to be looking at what's a pipeline and what's the point. Knowing that you have a pipeline, a business translates into peace of mind. But we're also going to be discussing what it's like not having a pipeline. I mean, most solopreneurs don't even think about it and they end up chasing their tail. We need to be strategic. We need to think about it. And it can be as simple as an Excel spreadsheet. We need to look at giving your product suite a nominal value so that you can work out what's in your pipeline, how much it's worth. Also, when you've got 4 or 5 different jobs to look at, which one is the most important one for you to start with? We've all heard of the 20-80 rule. The Pareto principle has been around for over 100 years. So ask any 8-year-old, is a client worth £25 more important than a client worth £997? Even they know the answer to that one. So making sure that you prioritize the higher value clients is one of the simple lessons. We're also going to help you build a strong mindset. There are 2 types of mindset, according to Carol Dweck. There's a fixed mindset versus the growth mindset. And we need to make sure that we're looking at the growth mindset side of things. So we're going to talk about how to build that mindset, how to build your confidence, how to improve your self-belief, how to get rid of imposter syndrome. We're also going to talk about my favorite equation, E plus R equals O, event plus reaction equals outcome. My favorite equation, something I've lived my life by over the last 20 years, which makes me one of the most relaxed guys out there about life. More importantly, now we're going to look at the entrepreneurial promise. You know that promise you made when you made the jump from 9 to 5, or you're about to make it to your family. You're going from the 9 to 5, the secure, the fixed holidays, fixed salary, and you're going into the self-employed world of the business owner. And it came with the promise of a better work-life balance, not having to work the 9 to 5, still making the income you need, following your passions, more money. But sometimes if it's not done right, the entrepreneurial promise gets broken to your family and you find yourself working from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, gone are the weekends. So we need to get that back on track for you. Okay. We need to find out how we make more money more effectively. And of course, you've heard of the story of the acres of diamonds. It's where we go off searching around the world. It's this fella searching around the world to find money, not appreciating that the land he already owned had acres of diamonds just under the ground and they were there available for him. He just needed to know how to find them. So that's the sort of thing that we're going to look at. We're going to give you the tools so that you can find your own acres of diamonds, the information that you already have available to you and how you can apply it to your life to make your goals happen. So come and join me on our goal setting journey, because I'm going to be along there with you, where I guarantee you will discover the excitement and value in goals. I can't wait to get started on this new season. I can't wait to help you make sure all your goals do come true. Thank you for listening to Goals Do Come True. I'm Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. Please remember to subscribe and review on Apple, Google, or Spotify. Visit dougbennett.co.uk for the latest on transforming your life through goals. Happy goal setting. Until next time.